General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker aren't the only top officials going before lawmakers today to talk about the surge. That's Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki speaking before Iraq's parliament earlier today. He told members of parliament that the surge is working, and he underscored his commitment to reconciling political differences between Iraq's Shiite and Sunni political blocs. Meanwhile, a poll of regular Iraqis paints a much less optimistic picture. NPR's Jamie Terabay joins me now from Baghdad. What did Maliki say?
In his speech to Parliament, Nouri al-Maliki said that his government has succeeded in preventing Iraq from sliding towards a civil war, and he claimed that levels of violence in Baghdad had been reduced by 75% because of the increased military troop numbers, at least in the capital. He did also say that it was too soon to pull out the coalition force level, so he asked for patience, and he also again resisted setting a timetable for the withdrawal of US troops, but he did say that, you know, the Iraqi security forces aren't ready enough to start taking over more responsibility.
Well, how did the Iraqi parliamentary members react to this?
You know, the opposition and the response from the politicians basically fell along the sectarian lines. The people who belong to his political party say that he answered all the questions that the parliamentarians had very fairly and very accurately, and he was doing his job. The Kurds who have stood by Maliki also said that, you know, he's doing a good job, and they were happy with his responses. But in the Sunni political blocs, they thought that he was avoiding the questions, that some of the things that he was saying were completely untrue. And the people who belong to the group that is loyal to the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, which has long called for the withdrawal of US troops, again criticized him for refusing to set down a timeline, or at least when he can expect US troops to begin withdrawing.
There's a new poll out showing regular Iraqis don't share Maliki's optimistic assessment of the surge. Tell us more about this poll.
It's actually been released by the BBC and ABC News. And in this poll, there are some things in it that say that, you know, between 67 and 70% of Iraqis believe that the military surge has made things worse. And another one of the statistics that they have is that 85% of Iraqis say they have little or no confidence in American and British forces. My only question about these sorts of polls, it is incredibly difficult to do this kind of polling, particularly in Baghdad. I don't doubt much of what they're saying. I do believe that Iraqis are very skeptical of progress on the ground. But, for example, local Sunni populations, they actually consider the Americans to be their protectors and their allies. And that goes against some of the findings in this poll.
Well, do regular Iraqis, are they following what's happening in Washington, D.C. this week with the report on the surge?
They know there's something going on, but really, at the moment, the most basic kind of priority for Iraqis right now is it's going to be Ramadan this week, the Muslim holy month, where the people will fast for most of the day. There's going to be a curfew in Baghdad to prevent any attacks, because insurgents look at religious occasions to try and target the population, particularly people who are out in the market doing their shopping for the evening meal that breaks the fast during the day. So, you know, how are people in Iraq going to get through Ramadan? This is the most kind of immediate question that they have on their mind, not really what's going on in Washington.
NPR's Jamie Terabay joins us from Baghdad. Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.